Israel has reportedly moved two Iron Dome missile batteries to the northern city of Haifa, near the Lebanese-Syrian borders. Israeli officials claim that the move is on fears of what they describe as the use of chemical weapons in Syria and their transfer to the Lebanese resistance movement, Hezbollah. In his interview last September, Hezbollah Secretary General Said Hassan Nasrallah denied that the resistance movement has any sort of chemical arms. He stressed that the resistance movement has never and will never use such arms for religious and humanitarian reasons. Thus, the question that rises to surface is Israel really worried about the transfer of chemical arms from Syria into Lebanon, or does it have other reasons? Tel Aviv is not the only one putting accusations against the Syrian government. The U.S., as well as its Western and regional allies, have also accused Damascus of planning to use chemical weapons, despite assurances by the Syrian government that it will never resort to using such weapons against its own people. Some analysts believe that such accusations by the U.S. and its allies are just part of efforts to prepare grounds for a military intervention in Syria to secure their ultimate goal: to topple Bashar al-Assad's government and regime change in Syria.
Chemical weapons are not confronted with Patriot missiles. There's no relation between the two. Israel is trying to complement what Turkey has done recently by deploying similar missiles along its border with Syria to thus establish some sort of military defense system against Syria.
Turkey's deployment of NATO Patriot missile batteries along its borders with Syria has been labeled by Damascus as a newer act of provocation, an act which has now been repeated by Israel. The common grounds between Turkey and Israel surfaced after Turkey loosened its grip on a veto against Tel Aviv's request to increase its role in the Western military alliance NATO. Experts believe this could not be coincident.
After the crisis in Syria began, there has been a reapproachment between Turkey and Israel. It was most evident when Turkey didn't interfere much as a mediator in the attack on Gaza, as Turkey is trying to be on good terms with Israel after its relations with all of Russia, Iran, Iraq, Syria and Lebanon were shaken due to its stances on Syria.
Since the beginning of unrest in Syria nearly 2 years ago, the U.S. and its allies have been hindering efforts for a political solution or even the start of dialogue between opposing groups. Moreover, the U.S.'s allies in the region, namely Qatar, Turkey and Saudi Arabia, have been greatly involved in financing and arming insurgents fighting the Syrian government. Just recently, a document leaked by a U.K. defense contractor reported that Qatar has suggested smuggling the chemical weapons from Libya to Syria to accuse Damascus of using them. The leaked document was followed by footage released online showing foreign-backed insurgents in possession of canisters of chemicals. Observers believe that the U.S. and its allies are seeking regime change in Syria because of the Assad's government's support for the resistance movements in Palestine and Lebanon, which both have defeated Israel. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Beirut.